All right, it's the Asylum, and this is Ryan Daniels. Of course, we're bringing you the best in everything hard rock and classic metal from the late 70s to the early 90s. One of my favorite bands of all time, Great White. For multitude of reasons, their covers on their album. I'm a big cover guy. I'm a big album guy. I like buying the album. I like looking at the insert. I like looking at the artwork. They always have had sexy album covers, man, and a really great guy, Jack Russell, joining me on the line. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, man. I'm doing good. The new band, we've had some changes since it became Jack Russell's Great White, and there are now two factions. There's Great White with, Mark, Michael, and Audie, and a couple other guys, and then there's Jack Russell's Great White, which is myself, Robbie Lochner, Tony Montana, of course, who used to be Great White's, favorite bass player, and, the one who played on all the big albums, and Chris Tristram on bass, who was just a new addition, and a cat named Dickie Fleesar on the drums. And it is now the band that I've been looking for my whole life.
Excellent.
And I finally put it together at the age of 53. Wow, man. It's funny because if you look at a lot of bands, I've noticed a lot of my favorite bands I still listen to from the 80s, some of their best music is written and has been written when the bands were no longer in vogue, when they were not the hip thing and they weren't saying millions of records,
Yeah.
Like they were just writing the best stuff they ever wrote,
Tell me from your point of view, being an artist, I sometimes wonder and get the vibe that, in the height, in the heyday, as they call it, when the big records were coming out, and of course the 80s was just the age of excess and nuts anyway, as far as the quality of writing, a lot of the now, after they've gone through the heyday, now it's like a new maturity advances or emerges, and just the music coming out is, it's on a different level than it was then. I find it very enjoyable.
Yeah, I do too. I think, the more you do something, the better you get at it, either that you realize that you suck and you quit. One or the other. So, for me, my chops have gotten a lot better since I've been older, as I've gotten older. My voice is 10 times what it was 10 years ago. I've had that much more time to perfect my craft,
And if you ever doubt what Jack just said, YouTube, a recent Jack Russell's Great White performances on YouTube, watch a song or two. You're smoking, man. I got to agree with you full on. The performance is it's top notch, man. Congrats.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that, man. It means a lot, especially from somebody that's in, the line of work you are. You hear music all the time, So, give me a nice quote like that. I really appreciate it,
No problem. My pleasure, man. My pleasure. We're looking forward to you in Denver this weekend. Catch me up to speed past year.
God, we have been we finally got the court thing settled. Yeah, I could have took it all the way to court. And then, what if I won? And then, those guys have, they can't make a living, working with the name of the band they helped build.
Right.
That's not fair. And then vice versa, So, they're Great White, which is fine with me, and we're Jack Russell's Great White. It's fine, so we both have a chance to earn a living as a band that we created, and I think it's great, I hope they have a long, illustrious career as well as we do,
That's very positive to hear, man. And the best thing about this whole thing, both groups are still putting out fantastic music and still able to go out there and entertain.
Thank you. Tell you what, we have a record coming out that is going to, you better buy duct tape when you buy the record. It's going to blow your ears off. I'm telling you, it is so good. There's some stuff on here that's just stone cold killer.
Awesome. Can you leak a little info? When is that due out?
You know what? We're just going to wait. And it's hard because we're so excited about this. We want to put it out right now. It's we don't care. Play it over the phone. Who cares? But
good.
It's coming soon. We're hopefully going to have it out by, May, April. Just getting songs demoed right now. We've got 18 tracks so far. Plan on having 22 and then we'll figure out of those which, you know, 12 or 13 will make the record, you know. And
nice.
Then the rest of them we'll save for the next album. Or we'll put them, we'll put a live album, which we're planning on doing, you know, with a DVD, and we'll include, like, you know, three or four unreleased tracks.
Oh, very cool.
The tracks. So, you know, yeah, we've got a lot of plans. We're going to have, like, after every weekend, you know, we'll have, like, a little webcast, and we'll show, not the show, but all the stuff behind it.
Right, right.
All the stuff that people really want to know about, not like, you know, they can see the concert, they've seen it many times. You know, what happens, you know, in the airport and the airplane and, you know, the van getting to the hotel, you know, at dinners, you know, what kind of kooky stuff goes on. And I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of humor. And it's funny stuff, you know, and people are going to have a blast, you know, getting the inside scoop, as they say.
Right.
On the van. So we're looking forward to doing that, you know, and that's gonna be a lot of the stuff we can pile on a DVD, because we're making I want to make a DVD of the making of this album.
Oh, that would be really cool.
Anyway, but because you're going to see a lot of stuff that, you know, people never get to see, you know.
In studio stuff, writing, creative stuff?
Writing, creative, you know, good and bad stuff, you know what I mean?
Awesome. Now I'm even more excited and looking forward to something.
Oh, it's going to be great, man. We have so much good stuff going on. I mean, right now we've got new management, we've got a new agent, and, you know, we're firing all eight cylinders. Everything is just rolling and right in the right direction. I mean, it's like I am so happy to be alive right now and to have conquered my demons and to have come to that point in my life where I got a wonderful wife who basically saved my life. You know, I have to give her the credit of that. You know, got through all this stuff, and now I can enjoy, you know, making my music again more than ever, because I've got this wonderful band with me who I feel closer with than I felt with any band I've ever been in. It's like these guys are like my brothers. It's like it used to be when Great White first started, you know, it was me and Mark, and you know, went everywhere together. You never
nice.
Saw us apart.
Nice.
You know, now it's like the same thing with this band. We're always together.
Yeah.
You know, and it really makes a difference in your songwriting when you're having that kind of relationship with someone you can't help for it to come through in your creativity. You
Absolutely. Know? Of course, you know, knowing your health history and all that stuff and everything that you've been through, I mean, it's so great to see you're not only have bounced back, but bounced back like you have. You look great. You sound amazing. And hoping for many more.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, it's been a lot of work, but fortunately, I have a wonderful wife who happens to be a nurse, thank God.
Right.
Came in handy at times, let me tell you. You know, and she saved my life. I mean, really, when I was just done, I didn't want to live anymore. I was just, okay, I'm just done, fed up. You know, and I was trying to kill myself the best I could, you know, through drugs and alcohol, using until, you know, my body couldn't take anymore. And she just said, no, you're not going to do that. Too many people love you, and you have a responsibility with a talent that God has given you, you know, to use it to make people feel good. And I thought about it, and I went, you know what? You're really right. There's no quote that says, with great power comes great responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I have all this power, but, you know what I mean? I think with great talent also comes great responsibility.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
And you know, people, when they come up to me and they say, and this happens a lot, and they go, dude, you know, your songs, you know, they got me through some of the worst points in my life, and, you know, they stopped me from committing suicide, or they got me off drugs, or, you know, this song was a wedding song. I hear that all the time. And, you know, to be included on somebody's, you know, one of the most important days of their life is really, really an honor. And who am I to take that away from the world if it indeed is that important to people?
You know? Right.
But I know that I'm very lucky to have what I do have. I'm very blessed. And, oh, God, I'll cheer it up. You know, I just, I love my life so much, and I love the fact that I was given this talent.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. It's just incredible. I want to thank all my fans for making it so, because, you know, without them, you know, I'd be singing in a garage still, you know. No, really.
There's nothing wrong with singing in the shower.
No, nothing wrong with that, but it doesn't pay much, you know.
No,
I mean,
it don't pay the rent.
No, my wife will slide me a five every once in a while just to shut up, but, you know. That's about it.
From what you were just talking about, and that kind of headspace where, in one hand, you feel like you're done. This is over. You load yourself up on substance. Anybody who's been that can relate to your story and what kind of headspace that is when... And then all of a sudden hearing, maybe at random, maybe walking down the street, maybe a Facebook message of, this song stopped me from committing suicide.
It makes it all worth it. I mean, that's what is truly the gift of what I have, is actually helping people and making, you know, doing things that really matter in people's lives. What a blessing, you know, what a blessing to have that. I mean, and it is a great responsibility, you know.
That's amazing, man. And I don't know if you want to talk about it much. You've got a quick mention of it on the Jack Russell's Great White Pirate page on Facebook. But I didn't want today to go by. And of course, this is up to your discretion as well.
Oh, no, sure. I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Today does mark, this is a Thursday, at the time we're recording this interview, Thursday, February 20th. Does mark the 11-year anniversary,
yeah,
of the station nightclub fire.
Yeah,
I remember watching the news and seeing that come across, and it was just like everything stopped.
Yeah, you know, that was a hard thing to be hit with. You know, I mean, I've never been able to really truly find the words to say to anybody anything healing, you know. It's just, how do you say something like that, you know? I mean, there's some people out there that honestly believe I'm responsible, or the band's responsible, for murdering their child, husband, wife, brother, etc. You know, and it horrifies me that somebody would think that about me, you know, because I'm just a musician. I'm not a bad guy, you know.
Yeah.
Something terrible happened, and I couldn't stop it. You know, I wish I could have. I wish I could have foreseen it coming and stopped it, you know. There was a lot of bands that used pyro at that nightclub before we did. You know, I just wish that the families of the victims, you know, would find some sort of peace, you know, after all these years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my wish.
And I'm sure over the years, you've heard everything in the book that anybody can come up with, from placing blame to placing healing. You know, I'm sure just as much as you've heard, you know, it was your fine, and a fire in a nightclub due to pyros, it's one of those things, it's you know, it just happened. That's all you can say about it. It's nobody's fault. It just happened.
You know,
nobody wanted it to happen.
No, absolutely not.
But I wonder, have you heard just as much of, I know in my case, with what music is into my soul, that by you continuing on and Great White continuing on to make music, that brings back the healing full circle to continue to live, to continue to heal from it, and move forward with life.
You know, I hope so. I haven't heard that, but that is a really good point, and I really hope it's valid, because, I mean, I don't ever want to hurt anybody, you know. I never did, and, you know, it's such a hard thing to live with, you know. I lost a lot of friends at night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that my pain is any greater than anyone else's, because most assuredly it's not. But it was very horrific for me as well. You know?
Indeed. I can't imagine going through that and then continuing on and wanting to get back on a stage again. But I also remember the reports of, you know, and picking up and keeping going. It was like, okay, we can still do that. It was like team Great White, you know. It was like, we can still do this and have a passion for what we do and honor those who were lost. We can still pick up and we can still do this thing and honor those that were lost by doing so and keep moving forward.
Yeah, I hope you know, people understand, you know, why I continue to make music.
Tell me a little bit. Let's move forward a little bit, and we talked about the new record a little bit ago, and how has it been writing for? Can you tell me anything about what went into writing, or what is currently going into writing in it?
You know, what's amazing about this record compared to every other album I've been involved in is everybody in the band writes to some degree. I mean, everyone, the drummer, the bass player. Man, it's incredible, you know. It's all for the betterment of the album. Whatever makes sense, whatever makes the album sound better, that's what songs are going on.
When you hear about and leading up to an album being released, or you hear a band is in a studio and been writing and putting together, I always love hearing when everybody's contributing to the music, because it sounds so much better. It just sounds fantastic.
You know, it's not like just a drummer wrote a word or something. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I mean, the drummer came in with a full song, lyrics, everything. I was like, you're kidding me, right? And they were great. And I'm like, God, this is a really musical band. I mean, more so than ever. You know what I mean?
And it's always fun when you guys put out a post from that Pirates page. And it's always fun stories or upcoming notice. Hey, check this out. Little preview, little secret preview thing. Ahoy, mateys.
Yeah,
Jack
yeah.
Russell's.
Well, I mean, I'm going to start writing more and more like I used to, you know, because I kind of took some time off because my wife's been very ill. You know?
And not keep you on the road for too long so you can get back and tend to that as well. But when you do get out on the road, we love to see you. Love seeing you guys play.
I'd love to be there too, absolutely, man.
And the website is jackrussellsgreatwhite.com. Jack's GW Pirates page on Facebook. You can just search Jack Russell's Great White, and you'll find it. Of course, it's linked off of the Asylum page as well. We'll have all this stuff up this week at asylummetalradio.com, and we'll be seeing you live in Denver, baby.
Yeah, sounds good. I can't wait. We'll be there tomorrow. Staggeringly hot. So, I mean, if you don't make it, you're just going to be one of those people that are walking around going, God, I missed a great show. Every summer, what a great show I missed, you know.
It's going to be great, man. We're looking forward to it. Jack, I don't want to take up too much of your time here as well, but I appreciate it, man. It's always fun to chat with you.
Awesome. So, all right, my brother, I appreciate it so much. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the show, man.